The site says Binance Hot Wallet 4. On the chain, that's a string of hex. I want to know what actually runs to make that happen.
Then let me get the easy half out of the way, because it's the half people spend all their time on, and it isn't the interesting bit.
Go on.
Lots of different things have an opinion about who owns an address. Analysts, sitting down and deciding. Heuristics that watch how money moves. Names published on the chain, like ENS, around 40 of these.
And they disagree.
Constantly. So each one has a rank, a number, in a table you can read. Lowest wins. An analyst is rank 1, so a person always beats every machine. A domain name is rank 12, because anyone can register a domain that says Binance and point it wherever they like.
That's it.
That's genuinely it. That's the whole of the deciding. And now the actual question, which is what happens when somebody changes one.
Okay, an analyst types a name in. What happens right then?
Almost nothing.
Nothing.
One row gets written down. A row that says, analysts think this address is Binance Hot Wallet 4. It goes into a table called candidates, and then everybody goes home.
The site's still showing the old name.
The site is still showing the old name.
That seems broken.
Think about what it would take to not be. That one row has to end up in a table the website reads. It has to end up in the search index. And the search index has hundreds of millions of documents that mention that address, every one of them carrying the old name.
So doing it there and then would mean the analyst sits and waits.
The analyst sits and waits for a job that might take a while, and if any part of it fails halfway, you've got a name that's half applied. So instead, the claim gets written down, and something else picks it up afterwards.
Which is the same trick as the block queue.
It's the same trick the chain ingestion uses, and once you see it, you'll see it everywhere in this building. Write the fact down somewhere durable. Let the slow work happen later, on its own schedule.
So what picks it up?
A job called Intel Worker. It wakes up, and it looks at the rows that have been written since it last ran.
How does it know where it got to?
It keeps a bookmark, one small row saying how far along it has read. Everything new is everything after the bookmark.
Fine, so it's got a pile of new rows. Now what?
Now the part I'd actually call clever, because a new row does not mean anything changed.
How can a new row not be a change?
Because the row might have lost. Suppose some low-ranked source updates its opinion about an address, a profile name on a trading app, say, rank 29. It writes a new row. But an analyst already said something about that address at rank 1.
So the answer's the same as it was.
The answer is identical. Nothing about that address has changed for anybody. And if you weren't careful, you'd have just sent a write to the search index to change nothing.
And that source is probably writing all day.
All day for millions of addresses. So the job has to be able to tell a real change from noise, and the way it does that is quite neat. For each address that got touched, it works out the winner twice.
Twice.
Once for how things stand now, all the claims ranked who wins, and once for how things stood before those new rows existed. Two answers. If they're the same, that address didn't change, and it gets dropped right there.
And if they're different, that's a real change.
That's a real change, and only those go any further. So what comes out of the job isn't the new rows. It's a much shorter list, the addresses whose answer is genuinely different now and what it is now.
Okay, and who takes that list?
Two things take it, and they're doing completely different work.
Right, so first one.
The first updates the addresses table. That's the resolved one. The one that just holds the current answer for each address, and it's what everything else in the company reads when it wants to know who somebody is. So that's the moment the answer officially becomes the answer.
That's the thing I assumed happened when the analyst hit save.
It's the thing everybody assumes happens when the analyst hit save. It happens a bit later, done by a job, from a list of things that actually changed.
All right, second thing that takes the list.
The search index, and this is the expensive one.
Because of the old documents.
Because of the old documents. Every transfer that address was ever part of is already written into the search index, already saying whatever it used to say. Millions of them, some of them years old.
So you rebuild the index?
You could, it would be correct, and it would take a very long time, and you'd be doing it several times a day.
So you don't?
You don't. What the job does instead is go to the search index and say, find me every document that mentions this address and change this field in all of them. Search engines can do that. You hand them a condition and a patch, and they go and rewrite the matching documents in place.
So you're only touching the ones that mention that address?
Only those, and only for the addresses that genuinely changed because of the two answers trick earlier. Those two things together are what keep it survivable. A name change touches the documents it has too, and not one more.
Fine, so that's all the old transfers fixed. What about a transfer that happens in 10 minutes?
Completely different path, and this is where the two halves meet. When a new transfer comes through the pipeline, the enricher looks the address up and stamps the name on as it goes past.
The enricher, is that the same job that stamps names onto transfers as they're ingested?
The very same one. It reads the addresses table, the resolved one, and puts the name onto each transfer as it's being written. So a transfer that happens after the analyst's change is simply born with the right name on it.
So it's two entirely separate mechanisms.
Two mechanisms, split by time. Everything from before the change gets repaired by Intel worker, going back and patching. Everything after the change gets it for free from the enricher, because by then the addresses table already says the right thing.
And they meet in the middle.
They meet at the moment the addresses table was updated. Before that instant, patch it. After it, it's just how the data gets written.
Let me say it back. The analyst writes one row into candidates. Intel worker reads what's new since its bookmark, works out which addresses genuinely changed, and hands that list to two places, the addresses table and the search index, which patches the old documents. And the enricher covers everything from then on.
That's the whole workflow.
Why is it worth having it in that many pieces?
Because each of those pieces can be slow, or fail, or be turned off without stopping the others. The analyst is never waiting on Elasticsearch. If the search patching falls behind for an hour, the addresses table is still correct, and new transfers are still being stamped correctly. You just have some old documents showing an old name for a while.
And it fixes itself when the job catches up.
It fixes itself when the job catches up, because the bookmark never moved past the work it didn't do.
Give me the one line.
Somebody writes down a claim. A job works out whether that actually changed anybody's answer. If it did, one copy of the answer gets updated and the past gets patched, and everything from that moment on is simply written correctly the first time.